Earlier today, I did a Periscope stream. I've only done 3 or 4 in total. I'm not an avid user of it, just as I don't use Meerkats. I have them, but that's only to see what other people are streaming at the time. Unfortunately, it seems that they've become the Instagram of video streaming. Opening my presence on Periscope. So and so wants you to watch this person eating their tea on Periscope. Such a person is about to do a meerkat stream. You might want to watch it. It got to a point where, on my phone at least, I've killed off all notification of Periscope and meerkat posts. If I see it in my Twitter stream, I'll click the link. But apart from that, I'm not going to do it because I don't have a portrait monitor on my computer. I have a landscape one, and that's all I'm going to say on the matter. But I did one. Andre at Freaky F Wolf. Freaky F Woof, rather, not Wolf. Woof. Wanted to know a little bit about my workflow and how with photography I work or I'm adapting and changing the likes of. And so I did one and explained about what I use and why. Yes, I know, I fed you. And I went into the point of showing my iFi cards, and it made me realise that I actually value more of what I'm doing at the point of time of shooting it and transferring the data than I do after I've finished with the data. In so much that I probably have one of the worst backup systems going for storing photos or audio files that I've used. But I'm more anxious about any work that I'm taking and that it gets backed up online for a considerable period of time while I may need it, just in case the cards corrupt. Both Wi-Fi cards are both by iFi. One of them's recently been replaced because it broke inside the warranty. The other one I recently bought to put inside a new camera because that transfers specifically to mobile or to tablet. The Pro X2 deals with RAW and everything, so that fits, that stays in my bigger camera. But both of them give me a period of time where all files are saved online as a backup for me to download at any point in time should I need them. They also have setups, especially the Pro X2, for automatically forwarding all files that I take into the likes of Dropbox or an FTP server, which, if you're a media person, is great, because then you could just be out there taking photos or video and it is automatically streaming through your device up into the cloud and someone else can download it and deal with it for stories or broadcast editing. So it's just, it's made me think and made me realise maybe I need to look at a better backup system, because currently all I have is a couple of hard drives with all my stuff on, and I don't actually save in more than one place, which for somebody who needs their data to be safe so that it's not corrupt, it's not broken, is actually quite terrible. It is something that I'm going to be putting right, and hopefully sooner rather than later.